We'll come back to Anne Boyd in a minute, but first let's go to the forest and the music of Mabel Daniels. She lived from 1879 to 1971. She was born in Swampscott, Massachusetts, and had piano lessons from an early age. Daniels studied at the newly founded Radcliffe College, where she was director of the Glee Club, for which she wrote and conducted two operettas in 1900, the year she graduated. After leaving Radcliffe, Daniels studied composition privately with George Chadwick, one of the leading composers of the New England School. In the autumn of 1902, at Chadwick's suggestion, she went to Munich for further composition study with Ludwig Thiele. When Daniels arrived in Munich, women had only been permitted to attend counterpoint classes at the conservatory for 5 years. When she tried to enroll in the score reading class, she was met by amazement and suspicion by the school's director. Nevertheless, he allowed her to enroll, saying, "Because a Fraulein never has joined the class is no reason why a Fraulein never can." I'll read you what she wrote to a friend about the first day in class. "I will acknowledge that I felt rather strange on the first meeting of the score reading class when, on entering the room with a score of Haydn symphonies under my arm, I encountered the astonished gaze of 30 pairs of masculine eyes. You could have heard a pin drop, the place was so still, as I walked by the different groups and took a seat near the window. Then a low whispering started among the students. Evidently I had created a sensation. A moment later the big door opened, and Stavenhagen came in. Everyone rose or straightened himself up at once. With a little nod which seemed to include all of us, the director took his seat by the piano and the lesson began. Each one was called on to play a number of bars written in 4 different clefs, the old soprano, the tenor, the alto, and the bass. Stavenhagen selected a new chorale each time. It was not till the end of the hour that he called my name. Just as I took my seat before the keyboard, feeling intensely nervous and fearing lest my fingers tremble visibly, I heard one of the men smother a laugh. That settled it. I was bound to do or die, and with a calmness quite unnatural, I played the bars set before me without a mistake. Nobody laughed when I finished, and now that the first shock is over, the students treat me with utmost courtesy. Indeed, they seem to have accepted me as inevitable, although occasionally I catch one of them staring at me with an expression which says so plainly as words, 'What on earth does a woman want of score reading?'" Mabel Daniels went on to a long and distinguished career. In 1908, the Boston Pops performed her first orchestral work, and it was followed by many performances of chamber and orchestral works, as well as cantatas. She continued writing into her 80s. Now let's listen to Deep Forest, performed by the Imperial Philharmonic of Tokyo, William Strickland conducting.